Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Recently, temperatures in Northumberland County dropped into the single digits at night. A frost warning was issued earlier this week. For those living rough, it makes surviving even tougher. Since August, the hub at 310 Division Street has been closed. It was one place where those living rough could go to find respite from the heat and cold. Since then, there is nowhere for them to go. Northumberland County Council held a special closed-door meeting to discuss the warming room on Wednesday. According to a motion passed by Council in open session, the county solicitor was given a mandate to negotiate something, but there was no specifics. In this interview, Rebecca Carman, Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness for Northumberland County, will focus on the urgent need to establish a winter warming room. It is to be located outside Cobourg or on county property. Some community organizations have put their hand up to host the warming room, but Carmen remains tight-lipped on any details. You will want to hear what she says, especially about public engagement and what is involved in creating this service. I'm so pleased to have with me today Rebecca Carmen, the Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness for Northumberland County. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Thanks, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Rebecca, recently temperatures in Northumberland County were in the single digits at night. Can you update us on the status of a warming room for people who are living rough?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So as people may know, we have received direction from County Council to first close the hub space at 310 Division Street. And that was done in July of this year. We are looking for alternate spaces. We've been directed to explore options for that temporary winter warming room, either outside of the town of Cobourg or on county property. We are exploring all options available, including a general call to the community for space. And we're hopeful that this will lead to the establishment of a temporary hub for the winter in the coming weeks.
A special county council meeting was announced for Wednesday of this week. You and I are speaking. It is Tuesday afternoon. It is a closed session, but do you have a report that you will be presenting to politicians on a potential warming room at this closed meeting?
As it is a closed meeting, Rob, I can't really comment on the nature and the conversations that will be taking place beyond what has been shared publicly, which is that it is in relation to a homelessness programming and in a winter warming hub.
What has impeded the progress on this front? Why have we not got a warming room already?
Rob, I think that staff have been working really hard to explore what those options could be. As I said, we did put a call out, and so we have been exploring various locations across the county, looking at potential operational considerations like transportation, and navigating what might be the best place to go. I know we recognize the urgency of this issue and the time of year that we're in. I think that is demonstrated by the call of an emergency special council meeting tomorrow to move forward with receiving that direction from council so that we can begin to look at operationalizing something.
Now, the last time that you reported to council on this, at that time, there didn't seem to be anyone stepping forward or anything really clear. Have you at least got some options that you feel that are worthy of exploring or worthy of discussion?
Rob, without giving too many details, of course, we do have options. We have had agencies step up throughout the county, and we're really grateful to that, to that leadership that they've shown, the neighborly understanding and intention of supporting folks in need in our community. And so we are looking into some of those different options. So we are very grateful to those who have stepped up in that way. And we are hoping to be able to move forward with something more concrete in the coming days, maybe, or weeks.
What are the steps that must be taken to create a warming center? What are the things that you have to consider when you're making a decision like this?
I think really what we look at is we're looking for things like, how will users access the space? So with direction from council to look outside of the town of Cobourg, we are looking at navigating transportation to and from a facility. We are looking at staffing models. We are looking at a building and potential accessibility considerations. We are looking for things like capacity and, setting up programmatic areas of snacks and comfortable furniture and those kinds of things that we're looking at in it. Really, really looking this case for this year's warming room, really looking at how we can, do the work that we're committed to doing, which in social services and particularly in the homelessness sector is supporting as many people as we can in our community, as many neighbors, as many community members who are vulnerable and without housing as we possibly can, while also adhering and following the direction of County Council.
One of the things that had been critical around 310 Division Street was obviously the impact to the surrounding community, the homes, the businesses. Is that also part of the mix? And when you're trying to assess a potential warming room, are those things considered?
I think what we are really when we have been, when we put the call out, we have relied predominantly on others coming forward to us. So looking for that willing partner who'd be willing to host the warming center. So that's been our primary consideration from a sense of where we're looking. So we haven't gone out proactively and, knocked on doors. We've followed the direction of putting a call out to seek people to come in and look for those willing partners across the county. So we have been really looking at those different pieces. So I think, we've been looking with a few people specifically, but we have been relying on those agencies or business or property owners to come forward to us as per the call to see who would want to work with us. We recognize that it's definitely a very unique call for to find a location and a space for this service.
Well, with the visceral reaction to 310 Division Street, I just wonder to what extent will the public be considered going forward, ensuring that there'll be some types of consultations, public feedback prior to anything opening up. Is that in the cards?
I think, again, what we really do is we work at the direction of County Council. So we recognize that it really has to be something that fits operationally, supports the most people that we have that are needing those services, and we work to support as many people as we possibly can while also adhering to those directions of County Council. So we'll look to County Council for those directions.
So am I hearing you correctly in saying that it's going to be up to the politicians whether there's some type of public engagement prior to anything opening? Is that what I'm hearing, or did I misinterpret you?
I think we obviously, County Council can give staff direction. Historically, and across many communities and many service manager areas, the decision of where services are needed is operational, based on the need in the community. When we look at opening new services and different things like that, we factor in a lot of potential considerations. And so, should those practices be looking at moving away from those things, then we will do that as directed.
All right. That sounded really interesting, but in simpler terms, is there yes or no? Is there going to be some public engagement so people can give feedback, or is that something that County Council has to initiate, or is that something you initiate? Can you assure so listeners can say, that if it's going to come in my community or it's going to be near me, that somebody's going to talk to me before the doors open?
What I can say, Rob, is that the decisions around opening a warming hub for this season are still with County Council in terms of locations and those things. So I think those would be potential conversations that would be having with Council as to what the direction they're giving staff on.
What do you think are the barriers stopping municipalities or other organizations from stepping forward? I know you've had some, but what do you see as being some of the things that have prevented this from happening sooner?
I think that's it's really a hard question for me to answer, just in the sense that I don't want to speculate as to what others are thinking or doing or considering. I think it makes it a hard thing for me to navigate. I think what we know is from those who have stepped forward, so maybe I can kind of shift it a little bit, is that there is a desire from those that have stepped forward of wanting to help and trying to navigate where and how they could help, recognizing that perhaps there is an underutilized space that they have that could be used for this purpose. So I think it's really, it's hard for me to kind of navigate to why someone might not have already stepped up. But in terms of those who have, those are the kinds of things and conversations that we're having.
I just wonder to what extent rules and regulations have played a role in maybe limiting the availability of space or being an impediment for people to step forward.
Can you speak a little bit more about what you mean by rules and regulations?
Well, just for example, I mean, in Coburg, there's a bylaw that has to be navigated. There's also zoning and other municipal things. Also, I'm not familiar with every bylaw or regulation or guideline at the county, but I'm sure there must be parameters there as well. So I guess what I'm asking is are those things contributing to the dynamic that's going on in terms of finding a warming room?
Got it. I don't think so. Obviously, those are factors that need to be considered in all of the different options, weighing out how we navigate. But the call that went out to property owners was really, do you have a space that you think could work? And then as county staff are working with those property owners, those are some of the things that we are assessing ourselves in navigating those different pieces. So I think that probably a lot of property owners may not know, as they're saying, this space, I don't know if this space would work. Do you want to come check it out and see? That's kind of the way in which it's being navigated to.
According to a report to the County Council Social Services Committee recently, there was a business survey, and it found that the percentage of total monthly businesses experienced visible homelessness dropped from a high of 25% in June to zero in August and to 20% in July. So it's been a decline over the last number of months. What do you attribute this to?
I think one of the things that when we look at the Business Pulse survey and some of the results is really the findings or the responses is I think really understanding the breadth of collection that we've had on this survey. It's been a topic that has been discussed at council. It's been a topic that's been included in the analysis, that the overall response rate for this survey is decreasing and has decreased. So it is hard to speculate as to those pieces. We know that, you know, in our last month's survey, which would have the one that would have gone out in September, we had one response. So it's a very challenging thing to create. We are very cautionary when we talked about the survey to County Council as to, you know, based on the total number of businesses that are in the 500 meter radius, we have to be very cautious of those things. I think what I will say is that part of that could be the fact that with the hub at 310 closed, some of those neighboring businesses may no longer be seeing folks hanging around in that area. We do know that what we do know is that we are seeing more people living rough. However, we also know that those folks who are living rough may be also moving a little bit farther away from the town center based on different pieces. So it may just be that those businesses that had been filling it out, from their viewpoint of when they look outside their businesses, they're not seeing those people. But it's hard for us to really know just based on the sample size.
Well, I guess the crux of it is that the numbers may show that the problem has evaporated. And I guess what I'm wanting to find out is that while it may appear in terms of those numbers that it's no longer an issue, as you've just mentioned, things have shifted into other areas of the town. Do you have any idea of where unhoused people are ending up and just what levels are we seeing of people living rough?
So I don't have that specific data in terms of the overall numbers. What I do know is that our outreach services are seeing more individuals living rough, living outside. We continue to engage with those individuals. We continue to encourage folks to transition to services if that is something that makes sense for them. But we do also know that not everyone is ready or able to take this step. So we continue to provide those supports where possible. In the meantime, providing them all of the services that we can. But we also know that living outside, especially in the winter or in cooler temperatures and in the heat at all times, I guess, really is very risky and is something that can have real harm to people.
Now, there's often been a perception that all the people that are living rough are living in Coburg. Has there been any indication, if you have people going out into the field, that people have moved elsewhere in the county?
So I think Coburg does have a higher proportion of individuals who are experiencing homelessness than other areas in the county, in the same way that the town of Coburg has more people living in homes than in other areas of the county. We also know that there are a lot of services available in the town of Coburg, not just social services, but, you know, medical services, grocery stores, food banks, all of those things are here. So we do often find and are working with folks in the town of Coburg area, just based on their connection to the area, the services that they are seeking, all of those pieces. We do have, we do work with and know of folks in other areas of the county, and our outreach staff do go and provide those services. We've just started recently a pilot program where we're having a community paramedic as well as one of our outreach workers going out into the community to provide services and support folks who are living rough or throughout the county based on where we may know folks are or programs are. And so
where are those places? Are we talking Crammy, Colborne, Brighton, Trent Hills.
I think all of those places, to be honest, I think, you know, all of those places are places where our staff have gone. If someone calls us and says that, you know what, I saw someone who is sleeping in this park. I'm concerned about them. We don't know what to do. We often can send a staff member out, an outreach worker out within okay. hours, minutes. Sometimes we can go right over to them and say, there's someone sleeping rough in this park, in this community, and they need some support. And off we go to provide those things. So we work to be very nimble in that way for that.
In the minutes of the 310 Division Street Community Liaison Committee meeting that was held in August, it was reported that there were 6 encampments in Cobourg. What is the current situation in terms of encampments?
So I think, I think one of those things is it's always about where we get that data. What is the understanding of what an encampment is? Because there's no common definition of that. Is an encampment any single person living rough? Is an encampment multiple people? Is it all of those things? So one thing that we are working on is an encampment response plan that will be coming to County Council in the coming months, that outlines the work that we do to support people who are living rough. We have had meetings we've opened up kind of training sessions or meetings with member municipal staff to walk them through what kind of supports are available, and really just to know that they can call us and say, there's someone in our front lobby and we don't know how to direct them. Can you guys come over? And we'll come over and we'll navigate those questions and concerns and support that individual. So it really is still on a case-by-case basis and really focusing on, you know, while we don't want to see people living rough, that's none of our goal. That's none of our desired outcome. We support people where they're at. And sometimes that's what that means.
How do you feel about your chances of getting something in place before the weather turns more severe? How optimistic or pessimistic are you that you'll get there?
You know, it's a real difficult situation that we find ourselves in as a community right now. There are, you know, critical gaps in service, including no alternative shelter options beyond 310, outside of very specific niche populations. Staff are doing everything that we can to avoid people being outside when winter arrives. And we will continue to support people in the best way that we can. In the meantime and throughout, I do think it's also important to note that this is an issue for our community. Our community has to address this issue and think about this issue, but it's the same for communities across Ontario and how we navigate and support this going forward.
So do you think, from your interactions with County Council, is there a willingness for county politicians to step in and provide a warning room somewhere in the county before it becomes a critical situation?
Our goal is really to serve as many people in need as possible. We have been directed by County Council to seek a location for a warming hub, and that is what we continue to do.
Are you optimistic that they're interested in getting something done before it gets too cold?
We are hosting a special emergency council meeting to be able to move this along. And we will have more, I would assume there'd be more to share with that after our meeting tomorrow.
Rebecca Carmen, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks very much, Robert.
That was Rebecca Carmen, Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness for Northumberland County. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca.
That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.